Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, October 17th and Sunday, October 18th. Good stakes on both days, so we're going to have some things to talk about for Saturday and Sunday. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal online wagering site with many benefits for the player, many good tools, and legal in most states and covering most tracks. Check it out. Become a member, AmWager.com, where you can also get the written version by going to AmWager.com and clicking on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. We're going to start with Saturday, the 17th of October at Belmont for the Floral Park Stakes, Race 9, 4:47 Eastern. And I'll handle the cash, can bounce back off a horrible 12th place finish in the Grade 3 Ladies Sprint at Kentucky Downs, in which she was never a factor. She may also not have liked Saratoga when 6th in the Caress Stakes before that, but the key is the last time she ran over the inner course at Belmont, which was 3 back on July 3rd. She set off the pace from the forepost in that race and took over about the half-mile mark, holding off all challengers to the end. Then she was flattered when the third horse came back to win. That effort earned a 107 Equibase speed figure, which is more than good enough to win here if repeated. And opening at 10-1, I'll handle the cash, is well worth the risk for a win bet. Lead Guitar also ran the best race of her career over the inner turf at Belmont last time out, 9:20. That was her first start since moving to the Weaver Barn, first with Saez, who rides back. She's 4-9 in her career, and as a 4-year-old, she has improving to do. Lead Guitar has won on the lead and from off the pace. There's no issues regarding the pace scenario. Opening at 7-2, she doesn't offer the same return as I'll handle the cash, but just the same, she's got the same probability to win and must be used on any and all tickets we play involving this race. Mitchell Road rounds out the trio of top contenders. She's a superbly consistent mare, 13 times first or second in 17 races. Mitchell Road battled head-and-head the last eighth of a mile of the ladies' sprint before coming up a neck short, but it was a near career-best effort with a 105 figure. She has run on 8 different turf courses in the past 2 years, so running on Belmont for the first time is no concern. Similar to Lead Guitar, she opens at lower odds, 3-1 versus 10-1 for I'll handle the cash, so isn't as good a win bet in terms of risk-reward, but it's a strong contender. In Floral Park, Race 9 at Belmont, Saturday, October 17th, 4:47 Eastern. Win bet, I'll handle the cash 5-2 or more. If either of the other two, Lead Guitar or Mitchell Road, goes off at 5-2 or higher in their post time, they could be bet to win as well. And if you do make multiple win bets, always try and take advantage of using a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. Then based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly, and AmWager has a free dutching tool for win bets, which really helps, one of the many perks available at AmWager.com. For the exactas, we're going to box I'll Handle the Cash, Mitchell Road, and Lead Guitar, and then play another exacta of I'll Handle the Cash, Mitchell Road, and Lead Guitar over I'll Handle the Cash, Mitchell Road, Lead Guitar, Xanthique, Ellstown, and Rose Flower. And then we'll play a double at Belmont in Race 9, I'll Handle the Cash, Mitchell Road, and Lead Guitar in Race 10, Archer My Baby, and Jewel of Arabia. Moving on to Race 10 at Belmont, it's an allowance race, but it's a good betting race in my opinion, so we'll finish that off. Archer My Baby is a mare who's won 14 times in 42 main track races. Quite an accomplishment. Better still, she's 5-12 at Belmont, 4-7 at the 7-furlong trip, yet she's still eligible for this non-winners of two other than NW2X allowance level for New York breds. Trainer Rudy Rodriguez noticed that when claiming her for $25,000 one before last out of a win at Saratoga in August. Off the claim, Archer My Baby finished 4th at the end of the month. Maybe she was coming back too soon, maybe she didn't like the sloppy track, but she had won 3 of 8 on off tracks previously. Whatever the reason, Saez, who was up for wins for her last trainer in June and August, rides her back. Either of those efforts is good enough to win again and get her career victory number 15. Jewel of Arabia broke her maiden handily by 7 lengths on July 10th, then won almost as easily 3 weeks later at the one lower allowance level. She didn't really threaten as the favorite at this level off the win on September 18th, But Rosario wasn't up then, was up for the win, gets back on, and she could rebound to winning form. In race 10 at Belmont, post 5:20 Eastern on Saturday, October 17th, Archer, my baby, 9-5 or better. Jewel of Arabia, 2-1 or better. This is the kind of race where a dutching tool like the free one in Amwich really comes in handy, proportioning your bets based on the odds so you don't have to do the math. Exacta Box, Archer, my baby, and Jewel of Arabia. Now we're moving to Sunday, October 18th, and we're going to move to Woodbine. Race 8, the Nyrtic Stakes, post 5:45 Eastern. Kanthaka returned from a hefty 13 months off on June 20th in the Grade 1 Jiper Stakes of New York, following changing trainers to Graham Motion, and nearly pulled off the upset at 16-1. He battled head-and-head the entire length of the stretch before coming up a neck short to Oleksandra in a big effort. Rested almost 3 months so as not to regress off the race, Kanthaka only managed 5th of 10 in the turf sprint at Kentucky Downs, but still was beaten just 2 legs for the win after passing half the field. With Silent Poet in this race usually very fast early, maybe pressed by City Boy from the start, Kanthaka should be able to run as well as he did in the Jaipur with a 108 Echo-based feed figure and win this year's Nyrtic. Silent Poet still is the other contender in this race. He doesn't need the lead to win, which means he and Justin Stein have a lot of options. The race isn't loaded with a lot of early pace types, so he could go to the lead just as he did last month in a $100,000 purse classified allowance in which he won easily with a 103 figure, or he could sit back as he did last August, went 4th early and rallying to win the Grade 2 Play the King Stakes. With 8 wins in 13 races on the Woodbine turf and a Grade 2 Stakes winner just like Kanthaka, Silent Poet is the other horse with the bulk of the probability to win this year's Nyrtic. In the Nyrtic, race 9 at Woodbine on Sunday, October 18th, 5:45 Eastern. Win bets, Kanthaka and Silent Poet at 2-1 or more. Bet them both if you get the price and use the dutching tool. Exacta Box. Not Exacta Box. Exacta. Two Exacta options here. Kanthaka and Silent Poet over all. And then Kanthaka and Silent Poet over. Kanthaka, Silent Poet, Guildsman, and Lady Grace. The other race is a great betting race on Sunday. It's the Twilight Derby Race 9 at Santa Anita. Post 5 Eastern, 8 Pacific on Sunday the 18th. Express Train earned the same field high last race, 112 Echo-based figures most recent race when finishing second in a dirt route as Margot's Boy did, nearly pulling off the 12-foot upset in the almost identical Del Mar Derby. Express Train was off from September of last year until August of this year and won his comeback in a sprint, then stretched out. And although second in that race, ran a stakes quality race. He's likely to take a big step forward, third off a layoff sprint route, and gets a good inside post and Smith rides back. He's also bred to adore the turf that he's trying for the first time. And because he is trying turf for the first time, he's likely to not be as heavily bet as other horses in the race. So he gets slight preference. Marcus Boy took blinkers off for the Del Mar Derby, and that was the key to the best race of his career by far. That effort came at the same 9-furlong trip as this, and there's no reason to believe it was a fluke, so Marcus Boy deserves a lot of credit right back. Field Pass ships in from Kentucky for excellent trainer Mike Maker off a bang-up effort in the American Turf on Derby Day, Kentucky Derby Day, in which he rallied from 4th, 6 back to make the lead in the stretch before being beaten a length and 3/4, ending up a 3rd. That was at a mile of 16th, but I think he's better at 9 furlongs, where he won the Audubon Stakes in June, leading from start to finish, and when he won the Jeff Ruby Stakes, formerly the Jim Beam and Spiral Stakes, on all weather in March from off the pace, after stalking in 3rd. Because of his versatile style and because of the long run of the first turn, I'm not concerned about Field Pass getting the 9 post, and he could easily bounce back to graded stakes winning form in this situation. The horse that rounds out the quartet that have a big edge in this race is Strong Like Smooth Like Straight. He ships back in from Kentucky off a 4th in the American Turf. He was the 6-5 favorite that day. He won the La Jolla Stakes at Del Mar before that. He's won on the San Lilo Turf as well. And Rispoli, who rode him just once to victory in the La Jolla, gets back on. As such, Smooth Like Straight would be no surprise at running back to his La Jolla effort and winning. In the Twilight Derby, Race 9, Santa Anita, Sunday, October 18th, post 5, Pacific 8 Eastern. Express Train and Margot's Boy, could he bet to wait at 5 or 2 or more? Definitely bet them both if you get the prices. For reference, even though I don't think they'll make the odds, Field Pass and Smooth Like Straight have fair odds of 7-2. And I like the Exacta and the Trifecta box of these four horses in the Twilight Derby Express Train, Margaret's Boy, Smooth Like Straight, and Field Pass. Don't forget, check out the written version of this, the Key Races and Bets blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. And while you're there, check out amwager.com. Become a member. It's legal in most states with lots of perks. Hope you make a lot of money on Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.